My name is Jim Sutter, and I'm the CEO of the United States Soybean Export Council.
And of course, when we talk about soybeans, we're talking about primarily the demand for U.S. soybeans overseas. Talk about that demand.
Well, the U.S. Is a key exporter of soybeans into the world market. We export about 56% this year of all the soybeans that are produced in the United States, either in the form of whole soybeans or the products produced from soybeans, will be exported.
Our soybeans are in high demand overseas. A lot of them go out of the country, but that is growing.
It certainly is, and we have seen, as you said, we have a high demand picture. The U.S. and the world markets have been blessed by strong demand globally for agricultural commodities. Soybeans are certainly no exception. We have seen good demand for the protein and the oil that come from soybeans. We expect that demand to keep growing, primarily in the developing economies around the world. And when you think about the biggest of those, China is the biggest probably developing economy we've seen, in some cases becoming quite developed, and they are the largest customer of U.S. soybeans, have gone from virtually importing nothing in 1990, so a short 21 years ago, to today being almost half of the U.S. exports. So when you think about it and you do the math, about a quarter of the total production of U.S. soybeans goes to China. And we expect them to continue to be good customers in the future years. But we also see other economies that are having similar growth patterns. We expect that they are also going to continue to grow their demand for soy products.
Striking, because as we pass these soybean fields that are being harvested right now, more than half of that is leaving the country.
Exactly. It is sort of staggering to think about that. 56% of all the soybeans that are produced are leaving the country in one form or another. And when I use that statistic, I'm not actually including the meat that gets exported, because certainly there's an important part of our meat industry in terms of pork, poultry, others that also get exported, and that would add another between 5 and 10% probably to that number, and when you put that on top of that.
Where do you anticipate that figure, that 56% figure, where do you anticipate that to be?
We've done some studies and looked at, had to make assumptions in terms of production growth and all of that sort of thing, but we think it could be 67% in 2021. That's the number that our economic forecasters have come up with. So, you know, then we're at two-thirds of the production in this country going into the international markets. And that's not to say that consumption in this country would be going down by that time. Consumption here would be flat to maybe up slightly, and that seems to fit with what we would expect. But important that we have this international market to take what we're producing, but we really seem to be in a sweet spot right now, and we can't take this for granted. We have to be careful, but we seem to be in a sweet spot in that the world wants what we have to produce.
They must want it bad. Where is that extra demand? Where's the growth in demand coming from?
Well, it's as I mentioned, China has been a huge growth story. Other countries in Asia are also growth stories. As people want to improve their diets, they want to eat more protein, want to have more meat, and that takes protein to be able to feed the meat, and soy is an excellent source of protein as they're doing that.
So mainly that would be in animal feed where you anticipate the growth, or what are they being used for?
That's certainly the largest sector that soy protein goes into is the animal sector. And when we think traditionally of animals, we say chickens and pigs, producing both meat and then eggs from chickens. A growing sector, which is small today in terms of its total consumption, but one that we certainly see growing, is the aquaculture industry. We think in the years to come that there will be quite a growth in aquaculture production to feed growing demand in Asian countries and other places. The U.S. is a large consumer of aquaculture, and the U.S. actually imports quite a lot of fish that we consume here. And we foresee, as we look out, 5 to 10 years down the road, that much more of that fish that we consume in the U.S. will be produced in the Americas rather than being produced in Asia, where a lot of it comes from today. And the reason for that is because Asia will consume the fish that they're producing there, and we'll have to develop other sources for the fish that we consume here. So we think that's an interesting business opportunity for people to be producing aquaculture to supply the U.S. market in years to come.